Minnesota musician, cheesemaker, record flipper, and raw foods chef Elisa Bartle began Punk Rock Labs as a raw foods blog in 2006 and the Living Cuisine products line in 2010.
My name's Elisa, and I am a Living Cuisine chef. My business is called Punk Rock Labs, and we specialize in raw vegan cuisine. Now we make kale chips in the summertime, and I also have a winter product which I sell year-round retail. It's a vegan cheese made from nuts. There's three different kinds. I make a cashew cheese, a macadamia cheese, and a blend of the two. They come in three flavors, plain, herb, and smoked with a pepper crust.
Bartle's work with raw foods began when she experienced health issues due to a toxic exposure.
I was living in a building, there was faulty plumbing, and I got exposed to a bunch of toxic gas. I started having a lot of issues with my immune system, like a lupus-like autoimmune disorder. You have to be really careful about like what you get exposed to, things that are unnatural. That comes into play with food because our food has become so much more processed. I had to really purify my diet.
In 2010, Bartle trained to become a raw foods chef at 105 Degrees, now the Matthew Kinney Institute in Oklahoma, under internationally renowned raw foods chef Matthew Kinney. She developed her own signature products.
So I just started initially making the chips, and those went over really well. But then the cheeses I've been getting even more of a response for. I think because there's a lot of people in the world that can't eat dairy but really like cheese, and this seems to be really striking a chord. Sounds like hot cakes.
Do you wonder why? Bartle has been receiving national attention.
In the Veg News magazine, there's a review of my product, and that definitely had a very large influence on the ordering, so I've been pretty buried.
Bartle's been receiving numerous cheese orders from all across the country and from celebrities such as Trisha Yearwood.
My biggest audience right now is in New York City because they already have sort of an evolved audience for this type of product.
Bartle now has employees such as Julie Wellman to help her keep up with the demand.
She's lactose intolerant, so she's really interested in it. She's married to Andrew Broder, who's really well known on the music scene.
As demand for Bartle's Living Cuisine line grew, she decided to begin a Kickstarter campaign at the recommendation of Tom Herbers.
I didn't really have any financing to start the business with, and my boyfriend Tom had this brilliant idea of doing a Kickstarter campaign, as he works in the music business, and that's something that a lot of people do to raise money.
The campaign was touch and go right until the end.
I was about $2,500 short the night before when I went to bed, and I thought, oh, it might happen, but maybe not. There was a chef from England, Russell James. He's really well known in the raw food community. He realized that it was kind of cutting it close, so he sent an email out to his entire mailing list. All these people from England or Europe just started donating. My inbox had just exploded, and the whole morning it was just like beep, 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 beep.
She raised $11,600.
I just wanted to get ahead of the orders. I needed to get more equipment, scale things up to meet the demands. We're in the process of moving into a bigger kitchen.
There was a surprising reconnection.
Yes, my friend Jui, who I grew up with, and she lives in Seoul, and I haven't seen her in 20 years. Out of the blue, she donated a lot of money to my campaign.
Bartle also produces a non-cooking show series on Punk Rock Labs with production assistance by Tom Herbers, featuring guest local musicians. On one show, they depicted a raw foods challenge.
We did some research to find all the raw vegan things you could find at the state fair. There weren't a lot, but it was an interesting adventure nonetheless.
Prior to and in the early part of her illness, Bartle fronted a punk rock band.
It was called the Screaming Cherry Blossoms. I did that for a while, but then got sick. I did have this sort of fear that it was going to go away from my life because I didn't have as much time. I'm finding that, you know, when something is part of you on that level, it just reemerges in some other form. So now I'm playing in this band, The Multidimensional Thread, and I'm playing violin, which is still kind of punk rock, but in like a more over 40 kind of sense. And
Bartle's raw foods philosophy stems from her DIY punk rock roots.
I have a different philosophy about veganism than a lot of people. For me, it's more of a survival thing, so I think I'm like a pragmatist about it, and I'm kind of an artist at heart. I'm not really able to like adhere to paradigms very well. I automatically rebel. I do the best that I can in every situation, and that's my philosophy about it. 2, 3.
I'm Sin Collins for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.